Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRA. Hope you're having a great evening and a great Saturday. And a happy new year to everyone, our first show here of 2014. And glad to have you along. Earl Hooker, thank you for our theme music all these years. Catch you at the bottom of the program. Well, the holidays are behind us. We'll step forward now and go into music, both new and old. That's what we like to do on this program. And we're going to begin with something that collects a modest group of hit records and semi-hit records and also some B-sides from one of the first artists that emerged from the Muscle Shoals area, coming out of Muscle Shoals out of Fame Studios there. And that is Jimmy Hughes, the great R&B singer and songwriter whose early 60s and mid-60s output helped launch Fame Records and Fame Studios there in Muscle Shoals. And by the way, if you have not been out to see the Muscle Shoals documentary film that is playing now, I'd like to highly recommend it to you. It's a great experience, and it shows just how much of a difference in American music and thereby actually world music was made by these two studios just an hour and a half down the road from us here that nobody knew about them really back in the 1960s when they got going. But once they got going, they sure attracted everybody who wanted to make records and make them have that good sound and that great beat to them. The sounds of those places and the musicians who played on them is just phenomenal. And one of the guys who benefited from that is Jimmy Hughes. The little record here called The Best of Jimmy Hughes is put out now on the Fame Studio label, just Fame Records. Doesn't have much information. It talks more about the studio than about the artist. But some of the things he was doing in the mid-1960s are kind of the standard fare for guys who had to play in bars and saloons, which is where he was making his living at the time. And we do have his great hit on here that got him started as well. So we'll do a set of four songs here, all fairly short jukebox-length singles. Starting off with the one called I Want Justice, and this is kind of a medium rocking rhythm and blues song, pretty typical for the time, around 64, 65, I think it is. Then a classic called Neighbor, Neighbor that has been covered by a number of people. I am not sure that this is the original recording. I think someone else had this before it, and Jimmy may be recording it, covering it. But there's no question about his song Steal Away, which became a huge hit and really got the new Fame Studios in its second location established. This was the first one they recorded when they started out and recorded all this stuff in here live. Everybody you're hearing is not overdubbed. They're all playing together. Great vocals from Jimmy Hughes. And then last of all, a cover of the old Tommy cover classic called High Heel Sneakers. This slips off into Roscoe Gordon thing I just want a little bit and toward the end as well. Again, kind of an R&B slash blues medley, the kind of thing you might have heard often in those days in a club. The artist Jimmy Hughes, the album The Best of Jimmy Hughes is on Fame Records. We will hear I Want Justice, Neighbor, Neighbor, Steal Away, and High Heel Sneakers.
Yeah. Make up your mind.
Funky, bumpy music that came from Muscle Shoals in the early 1960s and helped launch it as a center for recording rhythm and blues. And the artist there is Jimmy Hughes, singing that, of course, cover of the great song by Tommy Tucker called High Heel Sneakers. A little bit, like I said, of Just One Little Bit, the Roscoe Gordon song is in there as well. Before that, Jimmy Hughes' great hit record and large hit record, Steal Away, that was huge for him. and really launched the label. And he also did the version of Neighbor Neighbor that we listened to here. That was also a hit record for him, although that really comes out of New Orleans, and Huey Moe, who was the writer of that one. And numerous people have covered Neighbor Neighbor, but Jimmy Hughes has probably the best-known version out there. And we started with one that's not that widely known, but still a great song called I Want Justice, with some live crowd effects on there to make it sound live. But this is all from the album The Best of Jimmy Hughes on Fame Records out of Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. And once again, if you have not had a chance to see that film, Muscle Shoals, the documentary, I must recommend it. It's a great joy to see. It's a little bit long, perhaps, but it's got so much good information in it. And the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section guys, David Hood, Roger Hawkins, the late Barry Beckett, and Jimmy Johnson are all represented in there very well. This record we listened to, by the way, had the original guys in there, Norbert Putnam and David Briggs, Jerry Kerrigan on drums, for example, all guys who went on to become successful producers in Nashville for the most part after they left Muscle Shoals. This is Talk of the Blues, our very first program of 2014. Glad to have you here. I'd like to remind you that you can access these programs at your leisure on your computer by simply going to WLRH.org, click on Programs, click on the program title, as all of our locally produced shows are in there on podcast. And all you have to do is scroll down, pick out one you like, click on it, and it's going to play on your computer whenever you like to hear it. We go now to a veteran band from Canada that got going not long after these records we just got through hearing, mid-1960s. In the late 60s, a band called Downchild, originally the Downchild Blues Band, got cranked up in Toronto. And Toronto had a lot of Chicago blues artists that played through there, as well as others that had a big blues scene there back before it was very popular in other places. And a guy named Dan Walsh got the band going, Downchild. And with that, they've been going ever since. 44 years now is the band. There have been personnel changes, of course, but he is still on the front of it. And has a brand new record out here called Can You Hear the Music? And this one has got some nice playing as well. Pretty traditional between the jump blues and the Chicago blues. That's what we expect from these guys. And that's what's kept them playing around the world. You'll start with one called I Need a Woman. A nice Gulf Coast stroll with some triplet piano in there to keep it strolling along. Then one called Fasten Your Seatbelts. This is almost like an instrumental until they finally kick in and sing a bit. And some good harmonica playing from Mr. Walsh as well. And then one called Don't Wait Up For Me. That sounds like it's going to be an Elmore James style song. It's got that good boogie groove, but then changes a little bit, even though there is slide guitar in it. No classic Elmore here. Pretty much an original style of playing a slide guitar boogie. The band is Downchild. The album is called Can You Hear the Music? And we will hear it now with I Need a Woman, Fasten Your Seatbelt, and Don't Wait Up For Me.
Side. I need a woman to be here by my side. One who will love me forever and I'll take me for a ride. Thought I found the one for me. Yes, it happened once before. I thought I found the one for me. But when things got tough, she was gone like a cool, cool breeze.
take me for a ride.
Tattooed lady, 20 miles north of New Orleans. She was rough, tough, and ready, a red hot loving machine. We drove north through.
through Mississippi, hit every joint in every bar. She would sing, I'd play guitar. We'd keep our money in an old glass jar, yeah. One night up in Memphis, in a tight dress and red high heels, she caught the eye of every passerby. We played every club on both sides of Beale.
That last track there was a miscue on my part. The one I set up to play originally was not My Mississippi Queen, but that one got on there by accident, and hey, it sounds good. The artist is Downchild, the Downchild Blues Band originally from up in Toronto, Canada. Danny Walsh and his co-workers up there working together on this album that is called Can You Hear the Music? Before that, when we heard Fasten Your Seatbelt, that nice jump blues, and then we started off before that with I Need a Woman. Off my fine band, like I say, running now for, what, 44 years as a band. That's a long time for a popular music venture to stay together. Can You Hear the Music? It's on Linus Records out of Canada. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. Enjoying your company and hope things are going well. You're enjoying what's coming your way. We go now to another veteran musician, this time a guy who came up from Mississippi and became one of the early Caucasians to participate in the blues scene in Chicago. That is Charlie Musselwhite, a harmonica player who got really good at it from his home down in South Mississippi, and he moved up there in the early 1960s, and the rest is pretty much history. By 66, he had made an album, Charlie Musselwhite's Chicago Blues Band, and then went out to San Francisco and was there for the Summer of Love, and his style of playing the blues caught on heavily with the people out there, and that advanced his career greatly because his audience expanded beyond the blues audience into the rock and the ballroom scene springing up around the hippie era. And Charlie Musselwhite has now about 20-something albums out and is still going along. His brand new one is called Juke Joint Chapel. It's on his own label, which is Henrietta Records, and a nice production with his road band doing all the playing with him, so it's all tight, everything put together just the way he likes it. We'll start with one called As the Crow Flies. This is an old Tony Joe White song, a nice kind of cut time stomp. It's played almost like a fast rock song. It is good groove here from this one, from the whole band. I'm Going Home is a minor key Chicago blues style, like a West Side Soul kind of thing from Magic Sam or from Otis Rush in particular in style. And then Cristo Redentor is an instrumental originally by Duke Pearson back in the 1960s. It got to be very popular with all the blues bands who love to play this as a slow minor key ballad and make kind of wailing harmonica, saxophone, or guitar sounds over it. And that's exactly what Charlie Musselwhite does with Cristo Redentor. And then last of all, original song from him he's revisiting here called River Hip Mama. And this is a John Lee Hooker snappy one chord boogie. Charlie Musselwhite, the album Juke Joint Chapel on Henrietta Records. We will hear As the Crow Flies, I'm Going Home, Cristo Redentor, and River Hip Mama.
Thank you. in a dream last night. Well, I heard you call my name. Yes, I did.
So bad, my heart is hurting for you. Thank you kindly. Thanks again for coming. It's been a pleasure to play the blues for you. Hope you'll come see us again sometime. Thank you very much.
caught me in the woods and weeped all over me. Caught me in the woods and whipped that thing on me. She's a lanky girl, man, she's long and tall. Lanky girl, man, she's long and tall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet out in the hall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet out in the hall. Mighty tall.
Indeed, Charlie Musselwhite said. That is the artist Charlie Musselwhite. His album called Juke Joint Chapel, recorded live in Clarksville, Mississippi, at the Juke Joint Chapel, which is a part of that Shack Up Inn thing they put together, made hotel rooms out of some really old buildings to give the blues feeling over there. And nice playing, a nice happy audience in there too. The last one we heard, the River Hip Mama, a Charlie Musselwhite original. Before that, the old blues standard called Cristo Redentor, originally written by Duke Pearson and played beautifully there by the band. Some nice feeling on that one. I'm Going Home before that, which sounded again like kind of the west side of Chicago, with its minor key rock groove. And we start off with As the Crow Flies, off from the album Juke Joint Chapel on the Henrietta Records by Charlie Musselwhite. Tonight's program is featured Charlie Musselwhite, Down Child, and the best of Jimmy Hughes. It's a great pleasure and great privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I look forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. And in the meantime, don't forget you can catch this show whenever you choose, along with all the rest of our original programs here on WLRH on podcast by going to WLRH.org, clicking on programs, pick the name of the program you like, and then scroll down a list for a whole bunch of them that are on there on podcast. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues? You know what to do with them, right? Right. Happy New Year, everyone.
That's what I'm talking about. If it ain't good for them, it sure got to be good to them. Do you hear me, Annie Lee? Oh, let's get it. Ow! Ow! That's what I'm talking about. Annie Lee. You know I love you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. I just can't get you out of my mind. Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do, I come on, Annie Lee. Can't stand to see you with nobody else, baby. Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. You're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.